Frank McGlynn, congratulations. It's always a difficult place to come in Armagh to take victory, particularly on Championship Day, but you've done it in some style, Frank, particularly in the first half.
Yeah, I suppose really from the first score to the end of the game, you know, we're probably on top of the game, although at times, you know, Armagh, the start of the second half, they had a spurt, you know, and that looked as if they were going to claw their way back into the game, but we got the second goal, you know, and really it killed the game as a contest at that stage. But definitely in the first half, you know, it was with the heat, it was the energy sapping, so it was, and on the lead up to half time, you know, you're waiting for the half time whistle to go.
You've really blitzed them in that opening stages of the first half. You scored about a goal and 3 points in the opening 7 minutes, and nobody was really expecting that, Frank. We thought it'd be maybe a more tighter affair, particularly in those opening exchanges, but that wasn't the case.
No, well, that's it today. I suppose, you know, it was a different game today, you know, whereas Tyrone, you know, with the space was very hard to come by inside in the full forward line, but today Patrick and Marty Riley seemed to have more space in there to operate in, and we got good enough ball into Patrick, and fairness to Patrick, he'd done the rest himself.
Did it surprise you how much space he's actually had?
I suppose looking back now, it probably did when you sit back and watch the game, but at the time, you know, it's just the opportunities were there to let it into Patrick, and you know, he's a dangerous forward when he's left in there on his own, man and man.
Yeah, you were so comfortable at half time. What did Rory say to you at the break? Because you were leading by so much at that stage, Frank.
I suppose we went out in the first half, you know, and you know, the scoreboard wasn't really in our heads, you know, so the second half was a matter of clearing our heads of the scoreboard and trying to look for the performance that we had in the first half. And you know, when you have that lead, you know, it gets into your head, so it's hard to keep that same level of performance up. But I think in the second half, we can throw the game well. We might not have been as fluid in attacking, you know, at times, but we're still in control of the game, I thought.
Yeah, you came through against Tyrone a number of weeks ago. Was that another new level for Donegal, what we've seen here today, Frank?
Yeah, I suppose that would be the aim every year. You know, you aim to improve game on game, you know, and I suppose ourselves, we probably feel as if the performance against Tyrone probably was stepped up a little bit, you know, but there's definitely more to come.
Yeah, and I'm sure the boys are delighted with this performance today against Armagh, but all of a sudden it's refocused tomorrow night for Derry again, Frank.
Yeah, that's it. We have a quick turnaround, you know, in 13 days, and I suppose when you're preparing for a team like Derry, you know, it's a small time frame, so it is, and they've had the extra week now, you know, to recover, and, you know, they'll be sitting down tomorrow night or this evening even and plotting the downfall of Donegal as the Donegal management team will have Derry. So, you know, we're looking forward to a semi-final, you know, and I suppose when the draw was made, you know, we knew it was a hard road, but, you know, we've 2 games down and 2 to go, so that'll be the aim after playing Derry now in 13 days.